The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Linda's on assignment this morning getting ready for family coming and everything else. Big meetings today. Yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 7:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bomb.
And good morning.
It's going to...
It is on.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's on. Hey, not a bad weekend, really. It was kind of overcast, and I actually had drops of rain falling on me yesterday morning. It didn't last long, just enough to kind of hit the bricks and the pavement.
Just enough to make it sort of humid.
It steamed. It steamed a little bit.
Abundant sunshine today, a high around 105. Low tonight, 72, up to 112. Tomorrow, 113 on Wednesday, 115 on Thursday.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Now,
read
115.
It and read. Yep.
What causes this heat like this?
Redding is in a bowl, and we get high pressure over us, and it just, we're in the world's biggest easy bake oven.
115 on Thursday.
Yep. Wow. We get the high pressure over us, the... sun just beats down this time of year. Sun is that we're at what's called solar max.
We're at solar max right now. See, now that you said that solar max, I mean, it's easy to understand.
That's solar the max. Most intense direct solar radiation we get.
And just think, if we didn't have the lake and the woods around us and the grass and all that stuff to absorb it, it absorbs some of it. It's got to. It, does it hold it, or does it absorb it and just kind of like...
Well, the ground, this is why we see nighttime lows pushing 80 degrees, because the ground gets so warm, it just doesn't... It takes all night to dump the heat back out.
What's the temperature right now?
Currently in Redding, we have... they have changed my... we have actually 75 degrees in Redding, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Actually, I'm going to update that to about 72 degrees.
72 degrees. Okay, yeah. And Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business, and it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer during the summer. And with seniors and veterans and discounts, give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, a lot happening during the weekend, a lot of stuff, different things. Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style, was this weekend, Saturday. It's amazing. You know, this thing's been going on for, this is the eighth year for it, I believe. And yet there is still, and it gets lots of white, I mean, it gets in the paper, it's on TV, it's in, I know all the radio stations are playing it, talking about it. And yet you still run into people go, what? What? And these are people who lived here in Reading a long time. Dancing with the Stars? But this weekend, Dance with the Stars was conceived 8 years ago to help raise money for One Safe Place. Back then it was Women's Refuge. But it is, of course, now One Safe Place. And people mix up the money that One Safe Place has received from Sierra Pacific and others. That money they've received from Sierra Pacific in the big amounts, in fact, they just received a check for $200,000. Is for building their new Sierra house.
Yeah, and it's an impressive place.
It is, and it's a house to, you know, for those in need. It will come there for those in need to be able to have a place to stay with, for them, their families, you know, the children, whether it's male or female, to be there. Now, that money that they get from Sierra Pacific and the, you know, other big endowments like that has nothing to do with their day-to-day operations. They can't take that money out of that fund. So this money that they raise for this and other fundraisers they have and is for day-to-day operations to help the people on that sense. And also it's going to be I think September or fall when they open up the Sierra House anyway. So they still have to keep these other houses going. But they raised $50,000 which is
not the biggest year, but a good year.
It's $50,000 not to be sneezed at. And the top money raisers were, and the People Choice Award went to Jennifer Campbell and Mark Rhodes. And Jennifer Campbell was works over at Owens Healthcare.
But the judges loved Melissa.
Melissa Ross. Staff Sergeant Melissa Ross, out of our own National Guard unit here, a two-time tour, or two combat tours in Afghanistan, came in and said it's only the third or fourth time she's worn a dress.
And not one, but two treble tens.
That's right.
Yeehaw.
Perfect scores. And the you know, tears in people's eyes when she was dancing her first dance.
Oh, but,
and then she does this lift where her partner Aaron lifts her straight up
Jordan,
in the air,
yeah.
Or Jordan lifts her straight up in the air over his head, and she's looking at the judges. And when she does, she winks at them, and then
perfect.
Down they and he brings her down. And but it was just a super effort on her part. So she won the judges' choice, and there were other awards there that night. But everybody put out. And, you know, this was funny, but, you know, Matt Morgan, who was wanting to be one of the dancers and raised a great deal of money, Matt, on Sunday, this was Saturday, so on the prior Sunday, he's out racing his motorcycle, and he races dirt bikes in Oregon, and he's got proof of it. He's got a camera on his helmet. He takes off in one of the finals. His bike doesn't start, so he gets his bike started, and he takes off, and he says, "I was running fast." And you can see him doing a wheelie, you know, as he shifted. As he came down, he was going too fast, and this other bike right there in front of him, he runs into the other bike. He rolls over. They get his bike up. He says, "Gosh, you know, my shoulder hurt." But he went out and finished the race. Turns out he busted his clavicle, his collarbone in three places. Oh yeah, so that's and so where he comes out and he introduces his replacement, who had just taken his place like 4 days before, who is a dancer, you know, one of the dancers out of Boston College. So he and you know, so they danced, but they weren't judged for it. But Matt was you know, came out and introduced, you know, them and said what had happened to himself. This was rough on dancers this year. That was the second dancer that went down for injuries. Oh, the third dancer, because they had one of the professionals go down too.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it was, in fact, they had a fourth one.
Yeah, they were dropping like flies this year.
There were four people. You know, but the dancing this year was
raising the bar.
Raising the bar. So, see, but I'm wondering, how many more dancers are there like this? You know what they've got to do, you know, instead of taking, you know, but then you're looking at Matt Morgan, who's not very old, and the winners weren't old, is that when are they going to start, like, you know, emptying out the 2030 club? You know, get those guys. When's Cameron Middleton going to dance?
Well, Lucky was up there a couple years
ago. Lucky was up there a couple years ago, did a great job. Lucky was there. Lucky Department just won $1 million judgment for the city. I think our part of it's like $250,000.
I thought it was
still,
county.
I meant county.
Yeah,
I meant for the county. And we're going to have Lucky on to talk about
maybe
that.
Maybe the city needs Lucky.
Maybe. All these other things going on. We're going to come back. We're going to talk shopping cart wars, Burning Man wars.
Burning Man.
Yeah,
No.
There's a big story about going on about Burning Man that just shows you just what exactly happened. But I do know one thing this weekend.
Did you sleep?
Did I, like a log in my sleep number bed? That's right, my sleep number bed. That it just doesn't get any better than this. It's the number one rated mattress in America by Consumer Reports. You can't get any better than that. Made in America. With the dual air technology, my sleep number setting is 40, and Linda's sleep number setting is 40. My sleep number setting is 45. I'm bumping it up. Sometimes my sleep number setting is 50 if I feel particularly, macho that day. Sometimes up to 60 or 70. Depends on how firm you want it, because you can make that decision yourself. And with the SleepIQ technology, all you have to do is sleep in it, and it looks the way you sleep. Maybe things like, hey, maybe you should turn off that computer a little bit early, or why don't you change your number a little bit. Change your setting up or down to help you. That's right. SleepIQ technology can come with those beds, and if you want that, all you have to do is sleep, and it's going to take care of it all yourself. Now, how do you get a sleep number bed? And you know that we've been talking about this. You know we've been sleeping better than we ever have. You know that when we go away, that when we come, that we don't sleep as well and we can't wait to get back in our sleep number beds. You need to go down to your sleep number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go on over there next to the vitamin shop. in the area over there. And there is a Sleep Number store. It looks like a store of the future because it's absolutely has everything in there you could want. They'll put you on the bed. They'll get what your Sleep Number is. They've got other things like pillows and dual temp type controls. Everything you can imagine at your Sleep Number store. And right now, you can save $400 on the final closeout of a Queen or King Sleep Number C4 mattress set. But you're only going to get it at Sleep Number Store over in the Target Shopping Center. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken Caesar wrap or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
This is Carl Bott, and I wanted you to know that Crown Motors is celebrating the 239th birthday of the United States of America with a salute to our flag and country. Visit Crown Motors and check out their huge 4th of July weekend sale on all vehicles, new and used. And join me on July 3rd at Crown Motors as we interview both veterans who have served in the defense of our country and those immigrants who have come to the USA to live, work, and succeed. Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan dealership that believes in the freedom to choose the vehicle you want at a special 4th of July tent sale price.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. That's in the nation. And a top cardiac hospital in the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional is treating people well. You know, a lot of things going on. The BLM Burning Man. The Burning Man event out in the Nevada wastelands has been going on for years. It had 70,000 people out there. And it becomes like a big, comes a city like overnight. And people, they build facades and there's just, everybody goes through trade. There's no money being exchanged. And it's just gotten, it's just gotten huge out there. And at the very end, they call it Burning Man because they build this giant wooden statue, and at the end, they burn it. BLM, it's all BLM land, so BLM has to kind of watch it. So, you can imagine that. I mean, that makes sense. However, Burning Man, people putting on Burning Man are complaining. They said BLM wants them to provide big housing, food, water for VIPs coming in. And BLM's pushed back saying, oh, no, we've rented a lot of the houses and we just need to have our people, our important people from the state and other places that are coming here to interact with the Burning Man extravaganza. Well, that's good. I know how you can do this and keep everybody happy. Just do like they do at Burning Man. Get a Volkswagen bus and put them in a Volkswagen bus. And maybe it has a bathroom in it. Maybe it doesn't. But, or give them a Volkswagen bus. Then they can really interact. Get that feel of being gritty. They can, paint their faces and do the whole thing. I don't think they're going to do that, however. So what are they going to do? Why not just rent 10 RVs and stick them out there on the edge of the property? Self-contained. Everybody can go in there. They're just there for a couple of days. But the thing is that Burning Man is that they're saying, Burning Man is saying they want, they've raised their needs up to $1 million. Plus that pushes up their fees for permits and all that, which is also millions of dollars. I just find it interesting. Here's Burning Man that started out as a group of people in the desert, and now 70,000 people there. The feds are all over it, which probably they should, because it is federal land, at least to see nothing's being destroyed. I don't know if you need to have $1 million worth of housing, food, and water, though, for this. Second escapee from the New York prison, these two guys get out, that they had sweet-talked one of the guards, and then a female. And they cut their way through with hacksaws and the power saws. They took the power tools that they used during when they were doing their construction there or their breakout time, and they put them back into the toolboxes that they came in when the workers were doing some things in the inside the prison, and nobody was the wiser. Then they get out. One escapee shoots a pistol and is shot a number of times and killed. They were gone for like 2 weeks, and the other one was just captured on Saturday. Shot and is in serious condition. Be interesting to see. Both of them are murderers. Both of them escaped. Shopping carts here in town. Shopping carts here in town used by homeless, used by transients. The other day we were driving back from a funeral. We're going to talk about that in a second. We saw this tree over there by Rite Aid or CV, one of those places. And sitting underneath this tree were these three people in a purple shopping cart. I don't know who uses purple shopping carts, but I think those are pretty well identified. I know I've seen them before. I don't know if it's purple is – I don't know who uses purple. But they had that there with their stuff in it. And then I see other people. How many times have you seen the ubiquitous homeless person walking down the street pushing a shopping cart filled with stuff? In fact, on the bike lanes, you'll see mainly – I don't see bikers, but I do see people pushing their shopping carts. City of Reading is now, and Bill Nagel is talking about it, is talking about how we can collect these carts up. And he's talking about carts that are abandoned. I think also they're going to be talking about how do you keep people from using these shopping carts. Safeway doesn't lose shopping carts because they have a piece of equipment they put on the carts that allows them that you can't leave the grounds with them somehow. Do you know what kind that is, Bob?
Well, it's sort of like a dog, the invisible fence for your dog. It's a brake that goes on the...
it's called a cow something.
Yeah. It goes on one of the wheels, and when you get outside range of the transmitter, the brake snaps on.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
So Safeway says, we don't have this problem. So that the technology is out there. Now,
because those carts are like $400.
Well, the question is, though, is how expensive is that technology? Well, it must be cheaper than the cart. It's got to be cheaper than the cart because, let's say, $200, whatever it is. So, but what they're saying is that with the city is, and they're just in the planning stages of this, is they're going to have a collection point for carts. And then they're going to tell the company, hey, look, we got your cart down here. They can come down and pick them up. What's the next step in this, though? I mean, where are you going to find – how many abandoned carts do you see out there? I don't see a lot of abandoned carts. I mean, I'm sure they're out there, but not as many as I see being pushed around. Then if the next one is – are you've stolen a Safeway cart. Are you stolen – okay, this who's the purple one belong to? You've seen the purple ones, right?
I'm trying to think.
I want to say it's like
– one of the dollar stores.
Or it's, you know, Trader Joe's or something like that. Anyway, so you've got one. So you've stolen this cart. So does the policeman then come up and tell you, okay, I'm collecting this cart? And he calls for the car. The guy that does the graffiti, he's got the truck, he drives around, he sees a guy with a cart. Can you prove that you bought this cart? Well, no, of course not, because it's not yours. I want that cart. Now, what do? You dump all of his possessions right there on the ground?
Oh, the lawyers would be all
over. Whoa. That. Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, okay, so you know these guys have stolen the carts. Or they could say, oh, I found it. Okay, but it's not yours. I need to have that cart. What am I going to do with all my possessions? Well, see, now that's your problem. No, now it becomes all of our problem again. Or do you go down to the illegal camps and you walk in there and you've got all these carts, right? Because they're there for some reason or another. So then you pick them all up, throw them in the truck, and take them away. Now you've left them without a way of getting all their stuff around.
Why is that our problem?
Not my problem. And the other thing, too, is they talked about, well, if they don't collect, you know, if the companies don't collect their carts, they can get fined. Well, you know what? Why don't you just say, you know, so you're going to punish the company who's already lost their cart, though somebody says they've got insurance for them. Why don't you just, if you make it, no city, no line, and you make this cart thing, what you're doing is you're making it harder, and you're pushing them just a little bit further each time to say, you know what, life's not so easy here. You can't have a cart. You can't be sitting or lying on city streets. You can't be doing these things. You can't be, you keep putting another crimp on them, another crimp on them, another crimp on them until it's time to leave. Somewhat like the government's doing to everybody else. We're going to do to the illegals that are here. One last thing before a break. Have you noticed, have you been driven on 5 lately?
Actually, no.
Okay. But I bet you haven't noticed something that is huge. That's gone. Think about this. We got 3 minutes. I'll give you a minute of silence.
No.
Keep talking.
Honestly, I've not been on the 5 lately.
Well, I tell you what, you don't have to be on the 5. There's something huge that's missing.
Around Reading?
Yep.
I am at a loss.
The giant flag.
Really?
You go out and take a look at the giant flag, you've got to get a little bit closer. Why?
They went to a smaller version?
They went to the 3x5 flag.
Hmm. Is the big one in for repairs or something? Or?
No, this is on purpose. This is great. This is great. The Enterprise Lions Club. And you know what? I didn't notice it either. I mean, I looked up. Then when I noticed it, you know, if you're going by and you're looking at it, after I read about it, Enterprise Lion Club took down the big flag, and they're flying the small flags to get everybody interested because they're going to put a different flag up there each day until the July 4th, until the giant flag comes back. Bigger flags each day, kind of draw people's interest back into it because you're so used to seeing the giant flag, it's not there. And, you know, there's something missing in my life, but I don't know what it is. That's what it is. Anyway, they're going to put up a couple of flags, and they're keeping them secret, you know, that means something to the community, something to the nation, and then they're going to have the giant flag back on July 4th. I'm pretty sure that one of those big flags they're going to fly is not the Confederate flag.
I'm pretty sure
that's going to happen. And you know what? That's kind of strange, too, is that let's just, you know, the Confederate flag is bad because it stands for things. Well, there's other things out there that stand for things, too. You know, immorality in movies and TV and things like that. But you don't see people saying, let's burn that movie.
I saw a political cartoon that really had me, and it was reposted on Facebook. It says, a great week for America, and it showed a flagpole. The Confederate flag lowers, then there's an empty pole, and then a rainbow flag goes up. And I'm going, seriously? Okay, great week for America? Question mark?
What about America?
Why is that? And I trust me, I'm not saying anything against, but why is that suddenly the definition of America?
It's not. It's a very, very small percentage of Americans. But the question is, if you believe in diversity, how come everything you see is rainbow now? You know, yeah. Like, I mean, really. I mean, American Airlines tweeted something out, and everyone, you know, their little, you know, in the backs of the seats, they have those little TVs or whatever those monitors are. Every one of them was in rainbow. And the question then is, well, how's that diverse? Anyway, that's a question for this, you know, that could probably be a question for this week. Diversity and the decisions by the Supreme Court, what does that do? What does that do for those whose religious foundations that this just screams of this being wrong?
So diversity means we criminalize traditionalism.
And then they've already called, a columnist for the New York Times has already called on taking away the tax exemptions from churches because they won't marry same-sex couples. Oh, then they should lose their tax exemptions. Because they're no longer, you know, they're so what? They're religious organizations, but so what?
So we start stifling any traditional...
freedom of speech versus, yeah. You know, I mean, there's the 14th Amendment, which they ruled this under. But there's also the First Amendment. And there's also, you know, you have freedom of religion. And if this is what my religion says, is I do not have to accept, you know, same-sex couple of marriages. Then you can't force me to. And you can't force my business to, but yet they seem to be able to do that. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. We're talking Homeland and this great big event that's happening on the 3rd of July. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Linda Scott, on the spot.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Summer's on Us continues at Redding Kia, and with no payments for 3 months, you can afford to enjoy summer and drive a brand new Kia.
Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you, and you get 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Kia Fortes, Optimas, and Sedonas.
No money down? No problem. Bring your trade in. Redding Kia strives to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes. And Kia is now ranked number one in J.D. Power's 2015 initial quality survey. See dealer for details.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fees subject to prior sale must finance through Kia Motors Finance for the special offer on approval to credit ends July 31st.
Redding Kia will close on July 4th to celebrate the holiday and will reopen on July 5th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, reddingkia.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:35 in the morning. It's 77 degrees, I believe, 77 degrees, going up to, I think we said 105 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. All types of jewelry there, from estate jewelry to turquoise, any type of jewelry, whether it's tennis bracelets or beautiful necklaces or watches, they've got it all. And the only trained watch repairman in all of Redding is at Four Winds Jewelry. That's right. Maybe all of Shasta County is at Four Winds Jewelry. All of this, great prices, and you get to talk to Leonard, the owner, too. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. They're across the street from Sierra Gibbs. So on the phone, I've got Jerry Mapes. And in the studio, I've got Ron Mapes. I have the brother Mapes.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk. You're up there. You're running a marathon
half
or something.
Marathon.
Yeah. So what's so you all are here though to talk about an event that's going to be happening Friday.
That's right. We're here to talk about Homeland Freedom Friday, July 3, 6 and 8 p.m. at the Cascade Theater.
Okay, two shows, 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.
That's correct.
Well, what is Homeland Freedom?
Well, Homeland Freedom is just a celebration of our nation, celebration of the beautiful freedoms that we have, celebrate the veterans that are keeping this country safe and have fought for our freedoms, and a recognition that God, our Creator, gave us those freedoms, and celebrating and thanking Him for it.
And how many people involved in this thing?
Well, we've got North State musicians. We've got about 55 to 60 choir members and 35 to 40 orchestra members. So it's going to be a great presentation, a multimedia presentation using the big screen in there.
Okay. Wow. That's going to be big.
Yeah.
So now, why did you? How many years have you been putting this thing on?
This will be the fourth year that we've done it.
Okay.
If you've seen the other homelands, this year is a little bit different. We've added some more music and some other songs and pieces that we'll add to the presentation. So it's not the same as it was before. So come and see it again.
That's good. It's always different then.
It always is. Yeah. Right. Try to change it up.
This must cost a little bit.
Well, it does. Yeah, the tickets are $10. You can get them at Redding Christian Fellowship at 2157 Victor Avenue. Or you can get them at the Cascade Theater ticket office.
This is just patriotic, good old patriotic music and love the country type of music.
You're going to hear all kinds of things from, the Star Spangled Banner with all the verses. There's some verses there that you don't normally hear.
Yeah, there's like four, at least four verses.
Yeah, so there's some wonderful, wonderful things that maybe we haven't heard.
I heard somebody sing them all one night. Kind of surprised all of us.
It really is.
It got to be a long time standing there saluting. Okay, how many people did you say are going to be involved in this thing?
Well, we've got about 35 to 40 orchestra members and about 55 to 60 choir members.
Okay, so you're pushing close to 100 people up there.
Yeah, we're excited about it. It'll fill that stage, that's for sure. Yeah.
What kind of feedback do you get from this?
Oh, we've been warmly received in the last performances of it. People are saying that's the kind of thing we need. It was a great beginning to our 4th of July celebration. So it's be a great way to start it out.
Hey, Jerry, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. So tell us, you're up there. Tell us about the marathon you're running.
Well, I do half marathons every once in a while. It just forces me to keep running to stay in shape, I guess. But I got invited to run in this one, so I came up and having a good time up here, but looking forward to getting home and getting all this put together. And
yeah.
We have a dress rehearsal on Wednesday night, and then we go for it on Friday night.
Well, Ron said you'd left him here to do all the work.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, the Mapes brothers.
Ron and I have a great relationship. Ron directs. He's a great orchestra and choir director, and I get to produce it, put it all together, and didn't tell him what to do.
It's an awesome team.
The Mapes brothers. Now, you all have been in music your whole lives.
That's right.
We have. Yeah.
And I know you're both at Christian or Redding Christian Fellowship.
That's correct.
And there. And how long have you been associated with churches and singing?
Oh, I've been involved in music and worship for 38 years now. A variety of different capacities. And Jerry, how many years have you been involved?
Well, about the same, too. I've been on staff at Redding Christian for the last 20 years, so I've been there for quite a while.
I came on in 04.
Okay.
At Redding Christian.
Oh, that's 11 years.
Yeah.
So, well, it's good. I know you two have played, you know, major parts at Reading Christian. Hmm. Now, okay, so one more time. This is going to be Homeland Freedom. It's going to be this Friday at the Cascade Theater. You're going to have two shows from 6 to 8. Tickets are $10. It's air conditioning, even though it's going to be 117 degrees out there. You can come into air conditioning and listen just to great music, patriotic music, and the you know, and it reaches everybody. It's for all ages.
There's something for everybody. We do everything from Turkey in the Straw, you know, to the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And then there's a great package of music in there that honors our veterans. And we're having everybody stand up when we recognize that particular branch of service. And recognize them and thank them for their service to our nation.
Marines are last, though, right?
I believe they are.
Marines are last.
I believe they are. Yeah. They are.
There's fewer of us, except unless you're Coast Guard, and we're not sure what branch of the service they're in. No offense, Coast Guard. Come on. I don't want any nasty letters.
But they are mentioned.
They are mentioned, of course. You know, they're all. Everybody should be that's out there putting their life on the line. Okay. Yeah. Jerry and Ron Mapes, Homeland Freedom. It's going to be this Friday at the Cascade Theater. The shows are going to be at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. $10 for tickets, and I think I've got a couple of tickets to give away here.
Awesome.
So, yeah, if you're interested in going and being in the air conditioning and listening to a wonderful, wonderful ensemble and with great music and patriotic music and not have to worry about the 115 degrees, this is a place to go to. So give us a call at 605-4567. We'll talk about it for, you know, the rest of the hour here. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, you two.
Thank you.
Have you run yet? Did you run, Jerry?
I ran it. I did well.
How'd you do?
I was very pleased with my time.
Then that's good enough.
In other words, he finished.
You know what? And you talk in half marathons, you know, in this type of weather and full marathons, yes, just finishing
you betcha.
Is great.
I'm proud of him.
All right. Okay, looks like we've got a caller in. Thanks a lot, Jerry. And Ron, thanks a lot for being here today. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:45 in the morning. It's 78 degrees out there, going up to 100. Was it 105 today? Something like that?
Yeah, that's the
105, prediction. 112, 117 this week. 605-4567. And we thought we had a winner on the tickets for Homeland Freedom. But they got cut off here. So we've got tickets for Homeland Freedom for this Friday. July the 3rd, the 6 p.m. show and 8 p.m. show. So give us a call, 605-4567. And speaking of that, on Friday we're going to be on location at Crown Motors celebrating the 239th birthday of the United States of America, of course. Crown Motors, who supports veterans' causes so well, has invited us down there on this huge 4th of July weekend so that we can interview. We're going to be interviewing both veterans and those who have immigrated to our country, have come to our country because they wanted to, have bought into our country, have, when I say bought into it, are part of us, and that have been a success in our country. So the veterans who fought for the lives of our nation, for the life of our nation, and those who have come to our nation and made a success of it, coming here legally and doing everything the right way. All of them going to be down at Crown Motors this Friday. Your local Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan dealership. Huge sale they've got going, of course, 4th of July sale. But we're going to be down there in the morning from 7 to 9 to celebrate our 4th of July and to talk to the people who will help bring it to us. Okay. We've got a few other things we were talking about today. We got a winner here. So, Vent. Good. Vent has won the tickets for Homeland Freedom. We might be able to fix you up for more than two there, Vent, for one of those shows. The talking to people about water this weekend. And also, I know I'm surprised. I've talked about a variety of people about water, and a couple of things have been happening here in town with the but especially with that vote on about the jail. I mean, people are still talking about it. There's still a lot of consternation. There was a letter to the editor that said, you know what? Yeah, maybe there's not enough money, but you guys got to come up with something. Because does it change? And they're saying, well, you know, how much is it going to change? And what the letter writer said, it'll change our lives in the sense that it will if we put more bad guys off the street, it makes living here easier.
Right now, you bring a visitor to town, downtown, and they look around, that's not so good.
Well, it's, you know what, the thing about it, though, is, you know, as far as the crime goes and all this, and the things that are going on with that thing, is that, you know, with the associated things since AB 109 came in, and then the other proposition that made, you know, that turned even more loose when it changed them from felonies to misdemeanors. It comes down into this, is that that people's their lifestyles are changing somewhat because of the crime. And one of the things we're checking into is, you know, what are the assaults? You know, are the assaults rising? Are the assaults staying the same? Are we starting to see, you know, assaults on people who are just out walking, like along the river trail? And what kind of assaults are going on there? And how come things aren't being said about that? You know, I'm hearing that there's more. I'm hearing that there's, you know, from good sources that they're going to trial. So what's going on with that? And then they got into the water situation where the government is just clamping down on people who's had rights since prior to 1903.
I have a question. We can set up these decoy operations where we send a young cop into a store to buy alcohol and not show a driver's license, and they shut the store down and put a business owner out of business, right? That we can manage to do. We can set up checkpoints to catch one drunk driver out of 300 after inconveniencing 500 cars. Why can't we have a decoy operation on the river trail and start nailing these guys? Have your decoy out there and a couple of officers nearby, and when things go down, they take this guy to the ground and push his face in the gravel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
Yeah.
I guess some lawyer would be upset.
No, I think you can do those things. That's legal. But, you know, but then we go back into this, the more seats or the more beds in a jail. Again, the fact that Mr. Modi and Mr. Kehoe voted against this by saying we can't afford it. But what? How do you know we can't afford it? If 75 – has anybody – has Larry Lees gone to Kurt Starman and said, hey – how would you like to pay for half this jail? It's going to help you because 75% of the jails are going to, you know, have to, 75% of the people in the jail come from your city. How about letting Redding kick in on something like this? And how about let Redding kick in on part of the $350,000, pay half of it? Now you're talking about $2,150,000 out of this huge budget they have. You don't think they can find it? Or how about this, Mr. Modi and Mr. Kehoe? Mr. Modi, you were an assistant city manager, so you understand how that works. I understand why you were police chief. That was interesting. But also, but you've been a county supervisor. You're a man that knows and a police chief. And so you know how both sides work. So what is a plan of taking these people off the street? Has there been a plan pushed forward by the board of supervisors? You know, and you can't just keep saying we don't have any money. I mean, my God, if that's the case, then it's just too hard to do. Then we get into it's too hard to do. And then that's why we're all still speaking, you know, with a British accent. That's why Hitler rules the world. That's why we don't have people on the moon. That's why we don't have, you know, all the things that we have. Oh, we don't have cellular phones. Oh, it's just too hard to do. What have they done? We're getting paid for this. Where's your plan, Bubba? Where's your plan that says we can move forward? We can find a way. We're not talking about curing a cancer here. Well, we are. We're talking about curing a kind of cancer that's eating our society up. But we're talking about finding $4 million and to build it and $350,000 to man it to double the number of seats there. And you're telling me with the brains that, I mean, it's not like, you know, Kehoe and Modi are smart guys. They've been around. Why haven't they and the rest of the city council come up with something? Board of supervisors come up with something. And, well, hell, why hasn't the city council come up with something? They're piecemealing it. We're piecemealing it, people.
They're making committees.
Is the overall overarching plan?
They're making committees and doing studies.
When has the board of supervisors met with the city council and said, hey, guys, we got a problem here. Hey, maybe you haven't been reading the papers. We're getting our butts kicked. And why haven't they gotten together and come up with something? Why aren't we as the people holding them to this? Why hasn't a group of people, and I'm just as bad as anybody else, but why haven't a group of people gone down there at 9 o'clock in the morning, Board of Supervisors, and said, what are you guys doing to get crime under control here? What is your plan now, Board of Supervisors, if you don't want to support the sheriff? And what is it about the sheriff's plan that you don't like, besides you say you don't trust his figures? Where's the plan? You know what? There used to be an old hamburger commercial.
Where's the beef?
This little granny would come in and give her a hamburger. She'd go, where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Because he had little Peller.
Beady, yeah, with these little beady hamburgers in it.
Home's
so where's the beef here? You guys are there. You're getting paid $60,000 a year to be there. You all are experts in your fields. You all have been there. Hell, Keo, you've been in either city council or board of supervisors, you know, for years. And Chief Modi, you've been a police chief for here in the city of Reading, assistant city manager. And Giacomini, who is a worker, and Bill Chappelle, and you know what? Les Ball talks about all the experience he has. Well, why can't you all come up with a plan here? Why can't you back the sheriff? Why can't you find a way? I know some of you did back the sheriff. Two of you didn't. Let's go to the phones. Bent.
Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I got a little update on you. We did have the crime meeting, and the people in attendance were Larry Lees, Kurt Starman, so both the CEOs of the city and county. Who else? Chief was there, Sheriff was there, and then Leonard Modi showed up as well. And we discussed this issue, and one of the suggestions that I had was, let's go ahead and expand it, because it's one time or another, each of the supervisors have made it clear that we can come up with the $4 million. The building it isn't the most significant part of this. It's the ongoing maintenance and staffing costs of $340,000 additional that would be the issue. And so my suggestion was, go ahead and build it, and then rent out 40 of the additional 64 beds to other counties, which other counties are having the same issues we are. So the, you know, the chances of us renting them out are extremely good. We rent them for a very reasonable price. Right now they're going between $50 and $75 each. So we rent them for $50, or at least we calculated it $50. We're talking about, if we only did 40 beds a night, that's $2,000. That's $60,000 a month, and that's $720,000 annually. So if the cost of this additional staffing is only $340,000, we're in the black already as far as the additional, and then we can use that money to maybe consider opening up a camp. It's been said that there's a very big landowner, and I'll just leave it at that, who said that they would make some property available if we were going to open up a camp. Crystal Creek is out of the question because it's state-owned and they want way too much for it. But maybe we use that additional revenue to get that camp going, at least for a while, until we need those additional beds and can't rent those beds out anymore.
Okay, so this is, again, another committee out there meeting. Every committee I've seen, including, April LaFrance came out there with 10 solutions. And the only thing that happened to her was she got slapped, attacked, and vilified. The fact that you were there, with it, and you had all the city leadership, did anybody say anything about, hey, why don't you guys just pay for half of this and we can do it?
Yeah, actually, that was an idea that I brought up, too, which, obviously...
During the meeting?
Yeah.
And what'd they say?
All the city participants didn't like it. Because, they had said, well, what about the, how do you plan to pay for the inflationary costs each year? And,
that's fine. You know what?
The officers and so on.
You know what? The whole damn thing is this, and we both know what it is. They want to raise taxes. And they're not going to come up with solutions out of the box where they share it together. They're going to do it. They're going to go in and say, you know what? We want it all, and the only way we can get it all is by raising taxes. We want to give the raises to all of our workers. We want to keep all the health care and keep all those benefits going. We can't think outside the box when we actually take something out and we just say, hey, we can do this together. Isn't that it?
It was brought up at least 3 or 4 times, and all with the disclaimer, I can't take a stand on that, but, if we did have additional revenues, the new plan that they're putting together, the blueprint that's for crime, so they're waiting for, a study to be done. So that'll take us, 3 or 4 more months. But that's actually one of the, they lay down some parameters as to how they want the study to be done. And the study is, if we do nothing, no additional revenues, no windfalls, if we do nothing, how do we pay for this, or what kind of options are available to us? And then the significant part of the study involves, if we were to get a windfall, like a tax increase or something, what could we do with that? So they're going to use the study as a big campaign.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
Ticket. So yeah, that's exactly what.
Everybody knows that. And plus, we had to. Why don't they just come out and just say it instead of having to wait 8 months for it?
Well, and now more than likely it's going to be the county and city working together, and it will be. If the city passes this, then we can give some of this money to the county, and then they can do this other stuff. And yeah, so these are some legitimate ideas, some things that could be done that could actually have a significant impact moving forward, and it wouldn't cost us anything additional. We could use the additional money, revenues from the rental, to pay back the $4 million if that's what we chose to do. They have good ideas when it comes to the refurbishing of the courthouse once the new courthouse is done.
Well, the other thing about that, what's more important, getting us more bad guys off the street or refurbishing an old courthouse? Anyway, hey, look, we got to run. We've run out of time here. Thanks for the phone call. You bet. Hey, we got a break here for the news. When we come back, Don Steff, you know, the Coachmaster, will be with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the use of a drug that was challenged in a lethal injection case. More from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
The ruling of the nation's highest court was 5-4, saying death row inmates failed to prove that one of the three drugs used in the lethal injection process violates the Eighth Amendment. That's the amendment prohibiting cruel and unusual punishment. The drug in question is used to treat anxiety and render an inmate unconscious. Two other drugs are then administered to complete the execution process. The case, Glossop v. Gross, was brought by several inmates in Oklahoma. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Concerning last week's Supreme Court ruling, it said homosexuals have the legal right to wed in every state in this country. Conservatives are still reacting. Ohio Governor John Kasich appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think we need to take a deep breath. Look, I believe in traditional marriage, but the Supreme Court has ruled, and it's the law of the land, and we'll abide by it.
And he appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. A conservative health care scholar, meanwhile, says that Republicans have their work cut out for them if they're serious about trying to do away with Obamacare.
We're going to have to win a few more elected seats, including the big one, and then have that person, whoever that person may be, push forward a new vision for health care that is far superior than Obamacare.
James Capretta, a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Authorities say at least 1,000 people have fled their homes in Wenatchee, Washington. A dozen structures have been destroyed because of a wildfire. State Patrol spokesman Darren Wright.
It's been extremely hot and dry here. We've had triple-digit temperatures, very dry, and very volatile situation for fire conditions.
And he blames yesterday's temperatures of 108 degrees and high winds along with overall dry conditions. On Wall Street, the Dow struggling down about 190 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If you've been in business for more than a year and you could use up to $500,000 in funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify for. BusinessLoansNow.com.
More Americans signed contracts to buy homes in the month of May. We get more from SRN's Jeremy House.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index went up 0.9% to 112.6. The index rose 10.4% over the past 12 months, putting it just below the April 2006 level. Steady job growth combined with low but rising mortgage rates have fueled the purchases. Pending sales increased in the Northeast and West in May, while slipping in the Midwest and South.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Financial markets around the world have taken a bit of a pounding so far today, including right here in our own country with the Dow down about 190 points right now. Still not as big of a loss as was seen in European markets. They have been rattled by Greece's worsening debt troubles. Benchmark indexes were down about 2% in Germany, 3% in France, as a lot of question marks linger over the debt situation. This is SRN News. Two huge Supreme Court rulings and congressional passage of a major trade bill have made for a memorable winning streak for President Obama in recent weeks and days. However, Washington Examiner chief political correspondent Byron York says a number of GOP strategists he's talked to recently are downplaying the president's fortune.
A number of them stress that they don't think the president's wins are really his own and he gets the credit for them. For example, in trade, obviously, he couldn't have done it without Republicans.
And York made his comments to the Salem Radio Network in an interview. The average price of gasoline down a couple of pennies over the past few weeks, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. She says that prices will keep going down.
The up influences on gasoline prices seem to be weaker than the down influences. So unless crude oil jumps, we'll probably see further declines.
The average right now, she says, $2.85 a gallon nationwide. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning here on the 29th of June, quickly getting into July. A lot of things happening this week. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, Sungold and Guest and Jarhead and several others. Bad Bob, what's the weather look like for this week? I almost hate to ask.
Well, we're looking at sunny and hot skies today. Currently in Reading, we are already up to the 80-degree mark. Read that one and weep. But today's high will be 105. Tomorrow's high up to 111. Middle of the week, 115. No relief in sight for the next several days, and not much in the way of rain. In fact, nothing in the way of rain.
What are you chortling about here?
Lows will be...
In the 80s.
You got to laugh, because if you don't laugh, tears will stream.
My gosh, 105 today, 115 later on in a week here. Hey, weather report. I got to make this real clear. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A lot of times people just say, oh, the weather's brought to you. No, he made Chuck says, this weather was not brought by me. He says, I just bring the report to warn people. Okay, Chuck, it's cool to be a Shasta. I just read what they put in front of me here. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are cool, friends. Veteran-owned, locally owned, of course. Senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And talking about places you might want to go to is Mighty Fine Foods is bringing us this segment. Now has dry, into this, but this, I had, you know, I have to get into this one. Has Dreyer's ice cream by the scoop, root beer floats, any kind of float you might want. Over 1,000 cold drinks at Mighty Fine's out there on the corner of Deschutes and 299. Locally owned and operated. You get a free 7-pound bag of ice with any 18-pack of drinks or larger. Wine choices, 350 liquor choices, deli specials, and barbecue every Friday. They just sell out on their barbecue every Friday. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Right there at Mighty Fine Foods. Good people out there. Great place. Okay, you know, we're talking about local places. We're talking about our, like Shasta Gas Propane, Mighty Fine Foods. And then we have Coachmaster. And before we get to Coachmaster and Don Steckville, thank you very much, Bob, we've got Sally on the line. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Yeah,
how was your weekend?
Mighty Fine Foods, they also have a full line of Jefferson merchandise out there.
State of Jefferson,
huh? If your listeners are looking for a place to get a hat or a flag or a shirt, that's where to go to get Jefferson gear.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're good place people out there.
It is. It's great, great people out there. Anyway, I wanted to let people know to come on out tonight to the tea party. We are hosting Paul Preston from Agenda 21 Radio. He's going to be here telling us what's really going on. And I'm sure we'll be talking about the recent Supreme Court rulings with the Marriage Act and also the Health Care Act. So come on out and find out where do we go from here.
I don't understand, frankly, and Don Steck and I are going to talk about this. I like to hear what Don thinks about things. But you know, on the Supreme Court Act, I was reading up on it, and they're saying how Rogers wrote this thing that says that, well, you know what, this is what they really meant. Well, but if you look at the act itself on 35 different occasions, they had a chance to change that, and they didn't. They left it. So they were forcing the states into it. And the state said, no, we're not going to do it. So now the Supreme Court just made policy as opposed to just looking at the legal side of it.
Yes. Yep.
In my opinion, my humble opinion.
I agree. It was a hard week.
Tough week. But, okay, here's your silver lining. If they're saying is that this is if this can be done under the 14th Amendment, then why can't you have national concealed carry?
Exactly.
Reciprocity. You know,
the 14th
this way,
Amendment sure. Equals under the law. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's think about that. You know, if you want it, well, if I can have it in California, I should be able to have it everywhere.
Yep, exactly. Well, those are the kinds of things we'll be talking about tonight, 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
Bye.
Don Stack.
Good morning.
Good morning. I like having you here. You're sitting there. You know what? Besides the fact I just like your ads. You know, the one, you know, and I talked to you. In fact, I even talked to you about one of them. The ad where the car is turning strange. And you show them because you got the only equipment here up in maybe California that can actually tell people. You know, you can look at it. You can get it right down to all the specifications. And that one tire or one side turned a quarter inch earlier than the other or something like that?
Yes, that's correct. The components were installed improperly from the factory to the car and caused it to steer erratically.
And the guy says to you, hey, can you do 1,200 cars?
Yes. Yeah, that was his last question after I fixed the car. How long will it take you to do 1,200 cars?
And so I had to ask him. I said, well, it didn't end up like that. Though.
And that's the question that I get often, and it ends up with good conversations, really. As it turns out, the factory didn't want to pay to have 1,200 cars done, so they lost a big state contract because of that. Some of the cars that were already purchased, is my understanding, they became cars for water meter readers and things like that. And for several years, the state moved to another manufacturer.
Well, that could have been a busy day for you, 1,200 cars.
Well, yeah, they asked me how many I could do, and I said once I got everything jigged up and all, I could probably do 5 a day.
Oh, okay.
And
well, that's, I mean, that's good.
But that's still, you know, you buy new cars, it still takes me a year to do 1,200.
Man. You know, the it's Coachmaster, okay, and Don Stack. Tell me, you know, people that you know, we get new people listening all the time. Tell us about you. You just didn't, you know, come into life ready to run, Coachmaster. You had another life before here.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I've always been interested in precision machine work and things like that. I started out in high school being in a machine shop, and I really like doing precision work, and that was my carryover into working on cars and seeing where I could make them better by doing work more precise. Matter of fact is, when I was in high school, I had a car featured in a car magazine. And
while in high school?
While wow. I was in high school, yes.
Just working at it in your own house?
Just working at it at my own house, not any training or anything like that, just doing what I thought was the right thing to do.
And why was it in the magazine? This is the first now. I mean, I don't think I've heard this one
before. No, no.
You have talked a lot. So what did you do to have why did the magazine want to put your car into it?
Well, because fiberglass had just come out and was really considered a marvelous material, and they claimed it would work on anything, and I decided I would build a complete different front end to a car. So mine was a major modification of fiberglass on a car. Of course, consequently, through the years, we found out, and I found that out in about a year, that it is easy to put on a car and shape a car. Actually, it's very dirty work, horrible work, if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
But it's something that can be applied to a car, and then you can shape it almost like shaping wood. But it doesn't adhere well to metal. Fiberglass expands and contracts differently from the temperature than metal does, and the bond eventually breaks.
Oh, okay. So there you are driving down the street and the front end of your car falls off.
Well, I did start noticing little hairline cracks appearing right where it was at the edge of attaching to the metal. And I could tell that was a bond failure.
Well, what about if somebody, and let's face it, if fiberglass hits something, it cracks anyway. So up in the front, does it take more damage that way or not?
It does. if fiberglass is attached to metal,
yeah.
It is it does cause more damage. Now, that's using it like a glue, and that's what most people think it is. It's attaching it to the car. If you surround the metal, totally encase the metal in fiberglass, then it becomes stronger.
Okay,
but
if you
if you just lay it on top, and the adhesive portion of it will fail because it doesn't bond properly, and the forces of expansion and contraction from heat changing is just too great.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Don Stuck, who is the head man, the guru, who brought us Coachmaster here. One of the best places. And I've taken my car down there before when somebody was able to sideswipe us and drive off.
Uh-huh.
And you made the car look brand new. I mean, I'm like, I'm looking. I want to see what this is here, and paint job and all the clear coat and all that. Wow. Hey, we got to take a break here. I just want to remind everybody this Thursday night, July 2nd, Linda's going to be singing down at Wind River. That's right. She's going to be singing with Ladybot and the Bluebirds from 7 to 9 this Thursday night. I have a special menu. Get there a little bit early, around 6:30, and have a great meal. This is an example, steak and lobster for $21.99. And it is good steak and lobster. I've had that before there, in fact, every time. And it has never disappointed me. It's Elements Lounge, non-smoking, and just have a great time. Just come on down or give them a call at 243-3377. And you need to make reservations because it gets crowded down there. And you want to get into a place where you can sit up close to the floor. I mean, you can hear everywhere, but then you can get out and dance and have a great dinner and just have a good time. Everybody has a great time there. Give them a call, 243-3377. Ask for Romance on the River. We'll be right back. Don Stuck, Coachmaster, is our guest.
View 202 has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Mason Williams, Classical Gas.
You know who his producer was?
No.
His producer was the guy from Mannheim Steamroller, Chip Davis.
Okay.
You actually can hear that if you listen to the song. Mannheim, you know, the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas stuff?
Yeah.
That's Chip Davis, and that was the producer for Mason Williams.
Okay. Huh. I like that song. 8:20 in the morning. Well, it's 8:20 and 30 seconds now. Here at KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio with Carl on the Bot. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 80 degrees out there, going up to 105 today. Hey, this is a cool day of the week, my friends. Enjoy today. Wear your sweaters outside. Don't leave. Oh, the battle's already gone on. It's already been seen on Facebook. A lady saw a dog in the car. She goes in to where the guy, and it's an Oregon license plate, naturally. She goes in and tells the guy. The guy gets angry and yelling at her that she, you know, he's leaving his dog in the car while he's getting something to eat. And he says, well, it's a service dog. And so he puts the little thing on and brings the dog in. Well, if it's a service dog, why didn't you bring the dog into the cool of Hold the, on. You know, air conditioning before? Anyway, Ann Meyer, thank you for what you did, hon. You just keep doing it. You see an animal out there. It's not a good death. It is not a good death when this happens. So if you see things like that or call, you can literally dial Haven Humane. It's like a 911 to them, and they roll on it. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of the heat, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin, you know what? You know, Martin's, hey, I'm going to come in. Well, Martin is working from zero dark 30 to, you know, zero dark 30. Here at Alliance Heating and Air, just working on these cooling systems, keeping them up and running. He can work on any type of cooling system, warranties and guarantees. If you've got an emergency, give them a call. They're going to get out there and help you. You got an emergency, but the main thing you do is you have them taken care of during the year. Get a 6-month checkup every 6 months there. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's who we use, Alliance Heating and Air, and that's who Bob uses. Right, Bob?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have not yet switched on my refrigeration system. I've managed to make
it.
It's been a close call. I got a red line at 85 inside the house, and we haven't quite touched it. The swamp cooler has so far kept up.
85?
Yeah.
Do you know how
I'm on PG&E is. I'm
okay,
on PG&E.
So in other words, that while PG&E
we have lots of fans running.
Okay, well, hey, I've got some. Our guest is Don Steck from Coachmaster, and we've got people on the line. But let me read something here. My husband bought cars for our two sons, and they worked together to build them up to new inside and out. It was a great project for the three of them. Lots of memories. And so one son built a '50s T-Bird, and the other a Chevy Nova. So, people like to do this stuff.
Well, not only that, but it's such a wonderful way for a family to bond together. And, I mean, parents spending a lot of time with their children is really important, and that's something that's really lacking today.
It is.
I know when my son was growing up, his first car, I bought a $150 basket case for him.
Wow.
And we took the car apart totally. Rebuilt it from the ground up. Finally,
wow.
he had a car in El Camino. It was super. Rebuilt the engine, rebuilt the transmission, and he worked with me every night putting that car together so he could learn. And I look at my son now. My son's 50-some years old. He's not doing mechanical work anymore. Matter of fact, he's a police officer. But he still has so many mechanical skills, and that helps him all through life. Plus, he and I have a very good relationship.
Well, you know, it does. Okay, I tell you what. I've got Bob doing other things right now, too. Hey, Bob, let's go to the phones here. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to hear today that the congressman and the senator and the assemblyman are going to show up there to uphold their constitutional oath to back up Mark Beard and the people throwing their water rights up there in Scott Valley.
So Lamoff is showing up?
That's what I heard. I heard all three of them are going to show up there.
Ted Gaines and Brian Daly?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because they're having the. I know that Mark Beard was on the show last week, and they were talking about making that ditch so that farmer could have water.
Right, that's what I heard too. So they and the Fish and Game are going to go in there and shut them down and everything. So I guess they got the people that took an oath to uphold the Constitution to protect our property is going to show up and tell the Fish and Game what to do.
Well,
that's what we're hoping anyway.
Well, I tell you what, this, to me it sounds like maybe we should try and get a hold of one of them here and see what happened.
Yeah, sounds good. I'd like to know if anybody in the news media is going to show up up there and filming or taking in, let it know, be known on the, nationwide,
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Jim.
Okay, bet. Thank you.
We'll try and do a check here during the break. Okay. Our guest, of course, Don Steck. And, Don, one of the things you're known for, you're not afraid to stick your nose into a fight and or at least let people know how, know what you think. Not to start a fight, but just to let people know what you think. There's a lot of things going on in town here. One of the things that we talked about was during one of the breaks was this jail. This jail problem. And you've been on before and we've talked about it. It seemed like everybody's been talking about we have no place to put bad guys. And it doesn't seem, I don't see any plan to make it better.
Well, the thing I'm concerned about is, to start out with, is there's the broken window theory. Everybody knows what that is. You let a window be broken in a town, pretty soon every window is broken, the town goes downhill. Well, we're having the same problem here in Redding. We're having so many transients. Criminals also hanging around all over the place. I mean, occupying business is getting bolder and bolder all the time, and really nothing is being done about it. We're proposing like a no-sit ordinance. That's all really ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We do need more beds. The sheriff is absolutely right there. When it comes to law enforcement, and I will remind people, I've been on before, and we've talked about when I was in law enforcement.
You were in law enforcement here.
Yes,
yeah.
And the most noticeable thing is when you get an area that has a lot of traffic violations in, as soon as they move an officer into that area, the traffic violations immediately stop when that officer is there.
Right.
And, it goes with other things, too, like beat cops, for example. If you have a cop on a beat, which would be very difficult to do around here, but if you have a beat cop there, crime immediately slows down. And we need that big jail as a deterrent, because if criminals are taken off the street and nailed, it's just going to be a matter of time before criminals start realizing you can't get away with it here.
Mm-hmm.
And... we have a bad economy. Okay, that's a big excuse. We found plenty of money, the city did, when they needed to build the City Hall. They found plenty of money when they wanted to build the Sundial Bridge. Now they're going to build a hotel. I'm not against any of those things, but it's selective money, and they're neglecting something that is very important.
They had money to build a new REU building.
That's right.
They had money to, like you said, to buy, to build a new police station. We're not talking about that type of money either. I mean, we're not talking tens of millions of dollars here. We're talking, $4 million to expand what it's already, it's already been appropriated.
Well, right. If the economy is bad right now, to me, it's just an excuse. I've been in business for 47 years, so I lived through a lot of economies. And I found out the first one I lived through was Jimmy Carter's economy, where suddenly everything was shut off.
I couldn't buy a house. I was a Marine officer, And remember the interest rates in, what, 23% or something like
yeah.
that? You couldn't buy a house.
Yeah.
And because nobody, no Marine officer I knew or enlisted anybody that made the money we did, even though the houses were out there, but the interest rates were so exorbitant. I'm just afraid that, you know, you're going to start seeing that stuff again.
Well, yes. And the thing is, what irritates me is the solution to everything, instead of turning out a better product, doing a better job, instead of cutting back, the solution with government is always raise taxes. Now I got to mention this one. I read this one the other day. A councilman proposed fining the grocery markets for every shopping cart that they leave out there. Great. Make it three strikes and we start jailing the victim for the crimes that are committed.
Let's start locking up the managers of the grocery stores here.
Now, I think everything is publicized now, so I'm hoping that he was opening that up only to open up a conversation, and that's not really the way he believes.
Well, you know, and that was Brent Weaver. And
yes.
I think Brent said after a period of time, but I think the conversation is open about these grocery carts, because this is a huge question with grocery carts, because that opens up a can of worms that, you know, that I hope they discuss the whole thing about, okay, it's illegal to have one. What if you see one walking down the street or see one being pushed down the street? Do you stop, have them dump out all their stuff, and you confiscate the cart? I mean, are we going to do that?
Well, it's hard to say, but I will tell you, this isn't a new problem. When I was on the police department down south, they had the same problem. Not to this.
And this was years ago.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And this isn't to the extent that it is in Reading. Here, they're free for the taking. And I mean, people consider them free, and they see them anywhere, and they don't consider it somebody else's property.
Right.
Just take it, abandon it when you're done going where you want, and walk on and find another one and take it. But at the time, and understand, this was in the early 1960s. Shopping carts were worth about $200,
mm-hmm.
and that actually was a crime to take a shopping cart off of a grocery.
Yeah.
Stores lot. So we would stop people as a police officer, and we would tell them that, that is stealing. And, of course, the excuse always says, oh, we're there for the convenience of the customer. I said, but not to take off the property.
Return
the shopping cart. And in most cases, they would turn around and go back as long as it was close. If it wasn't close, then they would take their groceries, leave the shopping cart there. The store was notified, and the store would send an employee out to pick it up.
Okay. Our guest is Don Steck, the owner and the great car aficionado of Coachmaster, but also a former lawman, and is talking about how, you know, this cart thing, you know, now it's, you know, that they're talking about that. One of our guests has said, hey, remember when the grocery clerk walked you out to the car and unloaded your groceries, and then they took the cart back? Well, maybe that might be a way of doing it. You have just like a little, you know, you've got three people there, just take out carts as fast as they can and bring them back in. But or Safeway, who puts a lock on their carts. Anyway, we'll be right back. It's 8:33 in the morning here at KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together. because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
She hates my mama.
Lyle Lovett and his large band are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. This four-time Grammy winner is a music icon, fusing country, swing, jazz, and the blues. He'll bring it all to the Cascade Theater stage Wednesday, July 15th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now to the general public. Get yours today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Linda is getting ready for family coming in this week, and visitors, people she hadn't seen since high school, are coming up to hear her sing. Isn't that cool? I have not seen them since high school, and they've been following Linda. Well, I guess maybe they saw each other at one of the high school reunions, but they're coming up from Sacramento to hear Linda sing on Thursday out at Wind River. That's cool. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. Man's Last Stronghold, veteran-owned business, great haircuts, great prices. It is the Cheers of barbershops. That's right, the Cheers of barbershops. I can't say much more than that, except every time I get a haircut, it's at Cypress Square Barbershop. Message in here. Thought Linda would be interested to know that filmmaker Roger Slagle has done extensive research and is fighting a red light ticket, one of those camera tickets, in the practice. You might want to have him on the show. Well, you know what? Let's go find Roger Slagle. Let's go find Roger Slagle and let's get him on the show and see how he's doing. Somebody's got a lot of money that says, you know, enough of this. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
How you guys doing?
I understand that we may have gotten some scoop that's not quite correct.
No, it's not correct.
Okay.
So there is a meeting this afternoon. The meeting will be Fish and Wildlife, which is the old Fish and Game. Representatives, possibly from those three offices, and the sheriff. And
okay.
It's a meeting at 4 o'clock, and we'll have more on that tomorrow morning.
And okay, good.
It's about property rights. But I don't, no one has said that the congressman and the senator, especially the lame duck senator and Brian Daly, are flying up for this meeting. So I don't know where that came from. I'm sure the person was well-intentioned who called it in. But
well, it's one of those things that you hear, you know, it's there's some truth to it in the sense there's representatives, there is a meeting, and maybe the offices are going to be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll just, nobody really knows. And so anyway, the thing is, no one can talk about it at this point, but tomorrow someone will call in and give you the information.
Call us right at 7:05.
Hey, buddy. You know, if the good Lord wanted me to see the sunrise, you would have had it rise at noon, okay?
Come on now. I know your heart beats sometime.
It does.
By
my
seven.
Heart beats at
least
seven,
by 7.
I'm awake. I've got to listen to Carl.
There you go. All right, buddy.
Because, you know, the people who got to the top of the mountain didn't fall there.
That's right.
And, Mr. Steck, you do marvelous work. I wish I could see you other than the basis when somebody hits my car.
Well,
but
thank you.
But you do fantastic.
He does.
Incredible work. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. Looking forward to tomorrow. Okay, you know, Don Steck, who owns Coach Master, you know, he's right. You know, that car leaned into our car. I mean, they came in, hit us and ran away. You know, it's one of those things that you just, so, you know, I have, so, your people made that, and it was Linda's old Lexus. I mean, so the car had been out there for a while.
Yes.
I mean, it was a beautiful car, but it had 130-something thousand miles on it. Y'all took the side of her car and made it perfect. And the paint matched perfectly.
Well, we pride ourselves in paint matching.
And then you put the clear coat on it. The car looked like it had come off the showroom floor. I mean, it was just perfect. I mean, I'm just, you know what, I'm not saying that because I've known you forever and all that, because if it wasn't good, I probably wouldn't have said anything. But it was good. And you got other people calling in here. Obviously, you do great work or you wouldn't be around for how long?
47 years.
47 years.
Matter of fact, May was 47 years.
47 years. Gosh. Bob hopes that, you know, Bob hopes he lives that long. You know, so. You know, Don, you've seen a lot of changes here in town, and you're not afraid to, stick your nose into it. You're former law enforcement and just, a businessman. You've gone through, like you said, through hard times and good times. Do you think it's coming back? The economy, you feel like the economy's coming back?
Well, I've felt that it's coming back for a long time, and it is, but it's coming back slower than I expected. A couple of years ago, I could feel it in my bones. And what I meant by that is that when people come in, it's their attitudes. Having a collision is not something that makes you happy. But when people come into your business and they're happy to be there and discuss things with you and discuss politics is what we do very often, and people feel more secure about the future. You can see that it's going to change, but then we've had so many things happen here with things that nobody could have predicted were going to happen, and I'm talking about ISIS coming back, mm-hmm. Things like that. Now, recent court decisions that are bothering the public, and intrusions from government everywhere you turn, the scandals with the IRS, the government officials not being held accountable, a president who many people just feel is a pathological liar and you don't want to listen to him. It's all demoralizing to society. And
affects everything they do.
It upsets everything. Yeah. It's almost like the broken window theory again. When society starts turning bad, society itself starts reacting to it, and we see strange things happening, people rebelling.
I think what I see, and this is really interesting how you said that, we're kind of like the broken window government. That they see things happening, they see people getting away with things, and let's use just one. I mean, it's both parties, but just a big example. Here's a woman that's running for president of the United States who put all of her stuff on her own private servers. That is, everybody knows is illegal. Everybody has said that it's illegal, and yet nothing's being done about it. And people are seeing that. And I think your theory is a good one, is that the economy's coming back, but it's coming back slower because they don't have a trust. And if you look at all of the polls they have, if people don't trust government, they don't think government's going in the right direction. Then you get the, like you said, the judicial rulings from the Supreme Court that just shakes the foundation of this country.
Absolutely. And I mean, think of it locally also. Right now, whenever we talk about needing more police officers, it's negative. And I'm not in favor of more taxes, but I would be willing to pay more taxes to get more police officers. It goes the same way as putting a traffic officer on a street. While he's writing the ticket, all the traffic slows down. You have more police officers available all over, crime goes down. And the people that are criminals don't like it, of course, and a lot of people consider police authority, and they don't like that authority figure there immediately in their face. But having more police officers brings more police or more peace to a community.
And a follow up on this is it's not just the police officers that have to be expanded. Now you need to have more. Besides the more jail space, because that adds into it because you arrest them. But the other two then is courts in this, that if we don't have a place to be able to put the people that we're arresting and we don't have the courtroom space to be able to bring them into trial, You know, so all of this is interrelated. So, I mean, I agree that if we're going to do something, then we need to do it, and we need to expand, you know, the facilities. But if it's like these red light cameras that we just talked about, somebody wants to fight. That red light camera's there. I guarantee you Linda does not roll, and that's where she got a $546 ticket. And that's just something else we could talk about at some point. Where in the hell do you have to pay $546 for a traffic citation where she at 6 o'clock in the morning, she doesn't quite stop, and she rolls through, boom, they've got her, and it cost her $546. I mean, where is that fair?
Well, it's not fair. And at one time, discretion was left to the officer. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, there's absolutely no traffic, and someone rolls through. And when I say roll through, I'm talking about walking speed or slower.
The officer had discretion.
Technically, they violated the law. The wheels did not stop moving, but the officer had discretion. Give him a warning, and that person would appreciate that. That makes police officers more appreciated by getting a warning. It's not citing. That camera over there is, I don't know, in my day, it was traffic. I forget what they call them right now. Traffic traps.
Yeah,
you
speed
know?
Traps.
Yeah,
like
speed
that.
Traps,
yeah, speed
right.
Traps.
And people detested anything like that. Right. You know, there are officers who tried to use a stopwatch, things like that. That was really looked at poorly, and the cameras, they're not that much of an asset. I think what we really need is, instead of the cameras, is more officers out there. Let that officer be seen. Stick an officer out there in Cypress and Hilltop, and boy, that's going to make a difference over there, especially if every day somebody goes driving through there and sees a
policeman pulling them over.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, when I was hired on Reading PD, I was in charge of the traffic department, and they hired me because they said, we need an experienced traffic officer, and Reading has so many violations that we want you to go out there and write as many tickets as you can. And did you? Yes,
okay.
I did. They were all over.
Hey, we've got Don Steck here, the owner of Coachmaster, which of course is the place to go to take your car if you have any type of injury to it. And we are going to take a break here, and we'll be right back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business we have here, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, with all the type of drinks you want, the cappuccinos, the caramel, machados, all of those things, plus cold drinks. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. All is at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, July 2nd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino. This is Linda Bot. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards from the American Songbook, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Barramontis on drums, and our special guest, the phenomenal trombone player Joe Larson. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. You know what? I just love this. I just love this job. I love this job. It's 8:49 in the morning. 82 degrees, going up to 105 today. It's going to be 111 tomorrow, and 115 later on this week. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned, veteran owned. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I'm not going to go into all the things that are going on. But we got into this red light camera and fines. And not only are we getting phone calls, we're getting text. The chief of police came through here, and I'll tell you what he said. He ran in and ran out. A caller said 47,000 red light citations been given in the city of Reading up till 2014. Where we said, where Donna's saying, you know what, we had some discretion there. I didn't realize it, but the red light and the red light cameras come back into the police department here. As the Chief Paletti, who just walked in and walked out, said, they do have discretion here too, to whether they give them whether they give them the ticket or not. In Linda's case, she was guilty. She rolled through that light. So, but you were told to go out and get as many, drive as many tickets as possible. Don Steck, Coachmaster, who was a law enforcement officer, in fact, came to Reading years ago.
Yes.
With your experiences as in traffic, and they wanted you to write.
Well, they did, and wasn't hitting a quota or something, anything like that. It was strictly as we have bad traffic problems in Reading, and it was out of control. And we need somebody that could go there and write.
There you
so
go.
So I started writing a lot of tickets. And after about a month or so, the chief called me in, and he said, you've got to stop. We've getting so many complaints.
I'm going to lose my job.
I have a snarky question. How much business boost did body shops get out of this god-awful traffic improvement Caltrans stuck on Market intersecting Tehama? Good
when
Lord.
They're making turns down
there's
here.
The T intersection that would otherwise you end up in on the promenade, where they take the three lanes and go one way, one lane goes the other way, and if you're coming in on Shasta and you need to make that loop, you are in trouble.
How about when you're trying to walk across the street,
and
it's a green light for these people that are running from three lanes and moving over to one lane? There you are just walking across the street. Anyway. You must get a lot of business out of these red light cameras, though.
Well, as far as the red light cameras, I doubt if we get any business from that. If I have, no one's ever said anything.
So people are hitting their brakes real fast.
Traffic engineering, though, is I think is a bit of a problem. It was a problem when I came to Reading. I mean, there were several suggestions I made on, I think, really poor areas. There was one area, and understand, I was only on this police department for 6 months, but during the course of this one intersection had three collisions within a matter of a month or two. And I did write the city and tell them that something needs to be done there. Finally, they posted a sign and that there was a curve there. And it wasn't enough.
Well, I tell you what, let's go to the phones because I know we got Ruth fired up here. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning. And I got to tell you, I love Don Steck. I had a broken car, and when I called to see if they would fix it, that's something that they didn't do. However, he referred me to a great mechanic, and I love the guy that they referred me to. So thank you, Don.
Well, thank you, Ruth. Also, I love you, too.
Also want to say thank you for the public service that you gave and your son. It's an awesome job. Not many people can do it and do it well. So thank you for that. And the next thing that I want to say that with the shopping carts, I have an idea that if the city of Reading just took the calls on where these shopping carts were, contracted with a handyman and took them back to the stores for reimbursement, that's something that I think that the business people could get involved with and pay a small fee to these handymen and put them to work. So that's just an idea.
Well, I absolutely agree. That is good, and something like that had started up in Southern California. How long it lasted, I can't be sure of that, but that is a good idea. But one thing I am aware of, though, is that a few years back, there were a few people who were going around and collecting these shopping carts and just keeping them for the wheels. In other words, destroying them, throwing the rest of them out, and dumping them in the irrigation canals. So if somebody can just drive around in a truck and pick them up like that, somebody should be able to economically take a job.
Pay to have these things turned back in like they do at the North State Recycling. Pay it, $2-3 and at least I'd get a meal for them, Anyway,
well, what about this, though, Ruth, that's a good idea, but, the guys that are going to go out and do that are going to have to be big and tough because they're going to go out and they're going to say, hey, I want your shopping cart. Oh, no, you're not going to take my shopping cart. Well, I've been deputized by somebody. And then, it's kind of cool that way, but now you're going to have.
How many people do you see going through the garbage for cans? I see a lot of these people doing that to just make it. And I think if they're going to grab an empty or abandoned cart, good for them. And they should be, if they're going to wheel it all down there, then great. Let them get a few bucks for it. But
I think we got
to
be
out of that business.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of them that are just abandoned, though. And those, there should be no problem picking up anything like that.
Pay a bounty on them.
Right. If somebody would open up a small business and return them back to the store and hopefully the store would give a bounty on them. That would be good.
That's got to be worth, here, I'm bringing back your cart. It's got to be worth $25.
Exactly. Little kid. I mean, we used to take the soda cans back to the store, or the soda. Was it soda can or soda bottle? I knew soda bottles. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Soda bottles.
Yeah.
Right. And actually, you look at a shopping cart as being kind of cheap, especially now that they're making them out of plastic. But really, the wheels are quite expensive. And like I was talking about the person earlier who I had heard of, they were taking them for the wheels and then throwing the rest of the cart away.
The only problem with paying a bounty on these things is this. There's going to be some enterprising young thug that says, well, I'm getting $25 or $10 for every one of these I bring back. I'll just take a few, too.
Yeah.
Just find them.
Well, that's true. There's all kind of little problems.
Well, if you're going to cart it all the way down 273, then good for you. At least it's exercise, right?
Yeah, I see those things.
All right. Well, I'll let you go.
Right,
have
Ruth.
A great day.
Are you walking? Are you walking?
I'm on my way back. I've got to get the dogs back before it gets 105.
Okay, hon. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, we only got a few minutes left. Don, just always, we talk about everything. What?
That was Maria. She did not wish to go on the air, but she said the solution, as far as she sees, is you walk over there, you put in 50 cents or whatever, you take the cart, you use it, and you get your 50 cents back when you plug the cart
back
in.
I saw that. Somebody had written that, kind of like you do at the airports.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, I think that's one of the good ideas to try.
So why not try those kind of things?
Yeah.
And, you know, and like Safeway, they've already got their carts fixed, so you can't move them past a certain spot.
Yes.
Don Steck's been our guest. From Coach Master, of course. And we don't have every time you come on, we got all these phone calls in here, and you just get people going, Don. What? 3 minutes left or 2 minutes left. What do you see real quick for the future here?
Well, if things keep on going like they are, it's going to take us a bit longer to become prosperous again as a city. I think we, Board of Supervisors, the council, really needs to start doing some things there. And remember that they're working for the citizens. When you need to speak to a government official around here, very often it becomes too difficult. And I get the feeling when I've done it that, you know, it's really not important. I'm really not important.
Mm-hmm.
The government needs to understand that they are working for the people. And when I came to this town, I'll tell you, I went to City Hall, and I was so impressed with the City Hall because it was an old wood building that was a Forest Service building, I believe. And everybody was just so friendly in there and welcomed the new officer in the town and all. It was very nice. It's not like that today.
Not as friendly.
No.
You still are friendly.
Yeah, I try hard.
You are. You're a good guy. You and the missus. I tell you, great people. Don Steck, Coach Master, great ads that you always have. A great person who in town supports a lot of things, a lot of our community and a lot of community effort here. It's been with Coach Master. They've had their 47th anniversary Coach Master, or birthday, I guess, in May. That's super. Three more years. I know you're going to go for it. I know you. You're going to say, how long? Okay, we got to run. Next time I'm going, we'll talk about that. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Haven Humane and a number on. Then we'll have an update of what happened with the meeting up in Siskiyou County. Talking water with the Fish and Game Department and the water grab that's going on up there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Supreme Court, turning away the appeal of some death row inmates, has upheld the use of a drug implicated in several botched executions. The justices, ruling 5-4, did not buy the inmates' argument that the use of that drug constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. The High Court also ruling against new EPA clean air rules.
A divided court ruled against the federal government's attempt to limit power plant emissions of mercury and other hazardous air pollutants. The rules began to take effect in April, but the justices said that the EPA failed to take their cost into account. Writing for the court, Justice Antonin Scalia said, it's not appropriate to impose billions of dollars of economic costs in return for a few dollars in health or environmental benefits. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, they're breathing a big sigh of relief in northern New York State.
I feel like I can sleep again.